some of the Bay Area's colleges and universities are attempting to become more sustainable and environmentally conscious as societies in general tackle global environmental problems such as climate change. David Hastings is an associate professor of marine science and chemistry at Eckerd College and moderated the discussion.
Many of us have signed the president's climate commitment, which commits us to go climate neutral at some point. And because we're making pretty significant efforts to go climate neutral in the future, we wanted to come together and talk about the different efforts that we're doing, the different sustainability efforts.
Hastings was one of seven panelists that discussed current and future plans for sustainability efforts on Bay Area campuses at Studio at 6:20 Wednesday night. Other campuses involved include University of South Florida, Tampa, USF St. Petersburg, Stetson Law School, and St. Petersburg College. E. Christian Wells is Director of the Office of Sustainability and Associate Professor of Anthropology at USF Tampa.
Also underscore or stress the role of curriculum. It's very critical in raising awareness. I think a lot of times students have a lot of information coming at them for various causes and a variety of things. And by building in elements of principles of sustainability into the curriculum, that's something that they have to deal with on a daily basis.
Much of the roundtable discussion centered on the economics of sustainability projects, both the costs and benefits. Joseph Dorsey, an assistant professor of environmental policy at USF St. Petersburg, discussed motivation behind decision-making involving environmental efforts on campus.
What drives a lot of the decisions is the cost, cutting down costs by having more efficient, technologies and things. So in a way, the sustainability thing is sort of an environmental, it's sort of like we're doing it for the health of the earth and so forth. But I think when you're looking at it from the standpoint of those who are looking at the designs and the technologies, part of what it is driven by lowering costs. It's an economic incentive to put in new things and to put in more efficient technologies.
So far, some sustainability efforts are making an environmental impact while saving money for campuses. Diana Wright, energy coordinator for St. Petersburg College, said performing energy audits and installing lighting retrofits and motion sensors has produced major savings of money and carbon.
If you compared fiscal year 2009 compared to the previous year, 2008, we have a cost for savings of over $360,000 in just 1 year. We were able to take off, it's equivalent to removing 310 cars off the road or supplying electricity to 235 homes. We're planting about 43,000 trees.
While significant benefits can come with greater energy efficiency and alternative sources to power campuses, problems still persist in reducing the carbon footprint of academic institutions. Panelists cited the difficulty in communicating between numerous colleges and auxiliaries on a campus when trying to estimate total energy used and possible savings from sustainable efforts. Also, it has been hard to find major funding to invest in large-scale alternative energy sources like solar and wind that could reduce carbon dioxide and dependence on fossil fuels. But Allison Ormsby, Associate Professor of Environmental Studies at Eckerd, said that with a bad economy and tuition-driven institutions, simple behavioral changes like turning off lights and driving less can add major savings in the long run.
But I think for me and for our campus, the low-hanging fruit is behavioral change. And it's really frustrating to me that everyone's talking about the techno fix and buying the PV panels and all these things that we cannot afford now because we're tuition-driven and the economy's bad and people don't want to pay to go to an expensive private school as much as they did in the past. So we have to change our behavior, and those small changes in behavior, I think, could add to large savings for us as a campus.
Eckerd's David Hastings said he hopes Bay Area's campus sustainability leaders will continue to meet in the future to discuss efforts taking place at each other's campuses that will spark bigger and better ideas to create sustainable campuses and communities. Reporting from St. Petersburg for WMNF News, I'm Matthew Simatile.